KJAN Sports.
And at 7:19, it is time for a check of sports. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. The girls' state basketball tournament is winding down at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Yesterday, they started off with the semifinals in Class 4A and 5A. And in Class 4A, it was Marion beating Pella 33-24. North Scott Eldridge over Cedar Rapids Xavier 58-49. In the Class 5A semifinals, it was Cedar Falls defeating Indianola 48-44. And West Des Moines Valley got past Iowa City West 55-48. In the state tournament action held last night at the Well in Des Moines, in Class 1A, Michaela Nasuchel scored 15 points and grabbed 14 rebounds, and Springville shut down Turkey Valley 45-36 to win its second consecutive Class 1A state championship. Riley Menster added 14 points and 4 assists for the Orioles, who won their third title overall and became the first 1A team to repeat since Rock Valley in 2002 and 2003. It was a rematch of last year's championship game, which Springville won 48-47. Springville also won the state title in girls basketball in 2008. Nasazel, a 5'11 junior, had a double-double by halftime and was voted captain of the all-tournament team for the second straight year. Shelby Reeks and Sadie Niemeyer each scored 13 points for Turkey Valley, which made a late run after falling behind by 14 points, but couldn't get the stops it needed to climb all the way back. In the Class 2A girls' state basketball tournament, it was Erica Buzma scoring 17 points and Western Christian surviving the foul troubles of its star to beat Trainer 51-48 last night for its fourth Class 2A championship in the last 6 years. Buzma sank 2 free throws with 12 and a half seconds to go for the go-ahead points, and the Wolfpack held on to hand Trainer its first loss after 27 victories. Western prevailed even though star junior Ashton Verbeek managed only 5 points and spent time on the bench because of fouls. Verbeek had been dominant for her first 2 games at state, putting up 55 points and 29 rebounds, and she was voted captain of the all-tournament team in Class 2A. Carson Winterfeld, that is, scored 12 points for Western Christian, and Erica Feenstra added 7. Madeline Deichler led Trainer with 17 points and 8 rebounds, while Connor Sudman scored 15 points, and Randy Robinson had 8. The 3D championships wrap up today, beginning at 4 o'clock in Class 3A, when Sioux Center takes on Pocahontas Area Community Schools. The 4A championship game begins tonight at 6 o'clock, with North Scott taking on Marion. And the 5A championship is the nightcap match at Wells Fargo, with Cedar Falls taking on West Des Moines Valley, again at 8 o'clock. Well, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union will welcome Avoha Shelby Tennant star Amy Town to its Basketball Hall of Fame today. Town will join Linmar's Jamie Printy and Sioux City Bishop Heelan's Carly Tritz as 2017 Hall of Fame inductees in a ceremony that will take place at the halftime of the Class 4A championship game this afternoon. And Town was a 1993 graduate of AST and scored 3,178 career points in six-player basketball. She led the Lady Vikes to a third-place finish in the final six-player state tournament in 1993 and was named to the all-tournament team. She's averaged 45.2 points per game in her senior season. Town went on to lead Missouri Western to the Division II Final Four as an all-conference player. She then transferred to Arkansas State, where she led the Sun Belt Conference in scoring both years she played there and was a first-team all-conference performer. In women's college basketball, Elise Johnson scored 20 points and grabbed 17 rebounds to lead Missouri State to a 70-64 victory over Northern Iowa in a Missouri Valley Conference tournament quarterfinal Friday night. Number 6 seed Missouri State plays second seeded and number 21 ranked Wichita State in today's semifinal. The Bears had a 7-point lead with 4 minutes left. Bennett Cook made 2 free throws and Clint Carlson converted a 3-point play to pull Northern Iowa to 59-57. Missouri State turned the ball over on its next possession, and Jordan Ashton then missed a three-pointer for the Panthers. Johnson's free throw made it 60-57. The Panthers then missed another bracket, a bucket that is, and the Bears shot 10 of 10 from the line to steal it, or to seal it, I should say. Chris Kendricks had 11 points for the Bears. Jared Dixon added 10 points and made all 10 of his foul shots. Jeremy Morgan scored 18 points to lead number 3 Northern Iowa, which has lost 4 straight games now. Daxter Miles Jr. tied a career high with 23 points to lead number 10 West Virginia to an 87-76 victory over number 24 Iowa State on Friday night. Nathan Adrian added 16 points for the Mountaineers, who clinched the second seed in next week's conference tournament behind top-ranked Kansas. Iowa State can earn the third seed if number 11 Baylor loses to Texas today. Nazmitru Long led the Cyclones with 22 points last night. Monty Morris and Deontay Burton scored 17 points apiece, and Matt Thomas had 16. Miles scored 16 of his team's 18 points during an 8-minute stretch spanning both halves of the game. Iowa State has relied on some strong three-point shooting during a solid stretch in February, and that held true against the Mountaineers, but its accuracy was shoddy from other parts of the court. Taking a look at NBA action, the Cleveland Cavaliers set an NBA record for three-pointers in earning a road win against Atlanta. The Cavs drained 25 trays in 46 attempts to hold off the Hawks 135-130. The Cavaliers' three-point assault comes 3 months after the Houston Rockets hit 24 in a rout of New Orleans. Kyle Korver supplied the record-breaking three-pointer after the Hawks got to within 124-123. Kyrie Irving poured in a game-high 43 points, and LeBron James added 38 to help the Cavaliers end a two-game skid. Atlanta still trails the Southeast Division-leading Washington Wizards by 2.5 games, though. Elsewhere in the NBA, DeMar DeRozan dropped in 32 points and grabbed 13 rebounds as Toronto downed the Wizards 114-106 in Washington to earn a split of their home and home set. Norman Powell added a season-high 21 points for the Raptors, who blew a 19-point lead before moving back into a tie with Washington for third place in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors still trail in the Atlantic Division by three games after the first-place Boston Celtics torched the Lakers for 70 points in the first half of a 115-95 blowout win at Los Angeles. San Antonio needed overtime to stretch its lead in the Southwest Division to five games over Houston. Kawhi Leonard scored 31 points and Patty Mills hit a pair of big three-pointers in the extra period to send the Spurs past New Orleans 101-98. George Hill delivered a season-high 34 points and Utah stopped a two-game losing skid by thumping Brooklyn 112-97. Elsewhere in the NBA, Eric Bledsoe had 18 points and Allen Williams added 14 and 13 rebounds as the Phoenix Suns topped Oklahoma City 118-111. And Nerlens Noel was the productive in his first start, coming into the Mavericks providing 15 points and tying a career high with 17 boards in their 104-100 win over Memphis. Milwaukee got past the LA Clippers 112-101 on Friday. Miami had won 17 of 20. Before scoring 25 points and adding another 21-10 rebounds in Orlando's 110-99 win over the Heat. The Heat's third straight loss to the Magic drops them 1.5 games behind Detroit for the final Eastern Conference playoff berth. And Justin Anderson made the go-ahead basket, with 24.3 seconds left in Philadelphia's 105-102 win over New York in NBA action. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.